mutton trucker. If you can't turn a profit, then you're out of luck. It's for the mug that we fly all over the space. Point to lightly, it's crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
Here's Buck Meckett, spokesman for Lacon Spaceways, back again for this week's Huttin' Top Trucker. How do we keep up with your shenanigans while you tootle around in the Milky Way? Why, we install this little piece of software called the Huttin' Helper in your spaceship. If you ain't already got it installed, you can install it yourself, relatively pain-free, by going to the website hot.forthemug.com. Almost as pain-free as replacing the siding on your house in hot, hot Texas weather. Nope. So let's get on to our top truckers this week. Yeehaw! From the Explorers, jumping around like them bullfrogs down by the creek, Commander Bowl of Petunias took the lead this week and jumped 55,324 light years. Commander Millstone Barn had fun with his trigger finger again this week, turning the despicably dirty do-batter Don Antonacci and his band of pathetic pirates into space dust. He racked up over 50 million credits worth of bounties while tearing the engines out of each and every one of the Don ships. Running missions faster than Vantion on the way to a paying job, Commander Cecil B. Trumpington took the lead and tallied up an outstanding 3,309 mission points this week. Truth be told, it's because he couldn't get transport and drink the free gin anymore. So instead, he denigrated himself to actual work to pay full retail his gin this week. Loading up the new trailer attachment to the rear of a Lacon Type 9 and filling it to the brim, Commander Operation IDA hauled over 92,000 tons of cargo around the galaxy. Commander Christopher Hanke bought a heck of a lot more, and we've now learned that all those extra tons are being hoarded on the Hanke Hoarder Fleet Carrier. Need toilet paper? He'll sell it to you at a premium. Driving the Hutton short bus this week, Commander Vantion delivered 2,193 passengers around the galaxy, offering a free bottle of Centauri Mega Gin to each one. He made sure not to pick up Cecil, which is why Cecil was busy with missions instead. Now, some of y'all thought you could take a shortcut on the old Hutton Run. Well, that don't sit well with Buck. The Hutton Run is a time-honored challenge to jump into the system at Alpha Centauri and travel that 0.22 light year straight out to Hutton orbit. Much like other race challenges in the past, such as the Bandit Snowman running 400 cases of Coors beer from Texarkana back to Atlanta, Cannonball Run, zooming across the United States from New York City to Los Angeles, you don't get to use shortcuts. What fun would it have been if one of them simply chartered a flight? Nope, ain't no challenging that. Lacon Spaceways employs only the finest programmers and time trackers, though. And those who thought they had sneaked their way into the top echelon have simply disappeared instead. Many thanks especially to Antarius Fusion for his tireless work on the Hutton Helper and keeping the sanctity of the run and all of our other challenges. Thus, for this week, I'll only mention that our fastest run to Hutton Orbital is still held by Commander Brett Riverboat in 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 31 seconds. That time can be beat, but are you willing to do it the honest way and light up the sky? If so, download the Hutton Helper and get to flying, Commander. You want to hear your name on this here radio station? Make sure you got the Hutton Helper installed. Pick it up on the web at hot.forthemug.com and get to trucking. And don't forget, if you do hear your name called out and you ain't already got one, get in touch with us to get your very own Hutton decal for your ship. Hutton Top Trucker, brought to you by Lakon Spaceways, the only ships in the galaxy what come with a book of dirty limericks. Speaking of which, there once was a young man from Brighton who thought he'd at last found a Titan. He said, "Oh, my love, it fits like a glove," said she, "but you're not in the writin'.